Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
No, no, not so fast.
So.
Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King.
With retard. You say funny things.
We're doing this shit again, really?
What's that?
The show?
What show?
The show we're doing right now. The podcast.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Sopa Ping Dong Cast.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I like Johnny Walker Black. And turtles, yeah, for the record.
Why turtles?
That's a joke.
Not to us.
There we go. Crickets in the studio. Laughs elsewhere.
Yes.
I pulled that off quick. I have my inside Brent jokes that gets no laughs here, and then messages.
You're
abound.
Funny to everybody but us. Yeah. How is that? How does that happen?
It's because you guys know like old hip hop shit, and I don't. But I know a bunch of other shit that other people know. We got different nerd crews. Like, yeah,
I
got Rancid quotes and Goonies quotes and Labyrinth quotes and Clerks quotes and spicy pickles. So I'm opening them right now. Thank you, Sid, for the spicy pickles. See what's up. These are vegan, Dave, for the record. No animals were harmed in the making these pickles.
But they're non-GMO cucumbers.
They don't smell sweet. Let's see. Really good. I'm waiting for the spice.
Don't pass that this way. Those do not look good.
It's a pickle. They're good.
You don't eat pickles by themselves.
Sure you do.
It's like sucking a dick.
Dude, primarily you eat pickles by themselves. Yeah.
If you had like something paired with
just
the
eat
dick.
One.
No, I'm not eating.
Make
it.
An Al Pacino noise and make us laugh. Come on, just
that's
do
a
it.
Delicious pickle.
Yeah, spit it on the floor.
Sid, your pickle is delicious.
Put Sid's pickle in my mouth.
I'm here to officially report Sid's pickle is delicious.
It's coming a variety of flavors.
His wife will be upset.
Yeah.
The ladies are going to be after him, or the man ladies that listen to our show.
We're not getting paid to say this, but
no.
Snap Pickling Company, apparently.
Pickling Company, great pickle, horrible name.
Yeah.
Pickling
are they snappy? No. Was it snappy?
Very snappy.
And crunchy.
It was snappy.
Very snappy.
Like a turtle?
I like turtles.
There we go. I got to laugh. There we go.
Your fucking face, you baby.
Oh, man. So, El Yucateco Hot Sack winner.
Yes. It goes to...
I forgot the name already. Oh, you know the name.
She's actually a vegan chef. She posted a really amazing photo of one of her chefly creations. It was like some falafel with grilled eggplant and some stuff. And she made a sauce out of El Yucateco. Her screen name is Killer Tofu, but it's got two K's, an underscore after the killer, and then tofu has a zero.
And
but Killer underscore to zero foo. Is her name. She posted a legit ass picture of food, and she gave a shout out to El Yucateco and the show and me. And I wanted to eat it, but I couldn't because it was on my screen.
Yeah, it looked good, but
Dave tried to smell it. I saw him.
He did.
I was trying to lick
it. He licked his screen. Yeah. If we'd have put a little drop of acid on his screen, it would have been over.
Brad showed me a picture and I wanted to zoom in on it with my fingers, but it was a real picture.
It was a real picture. He tried to zoom in.
I didn't do it. I talked about it because the urge hit me and I was like, fuck, I wish you could zoom in on that.
So the pictures of me and my fiance, and we're at the mystery house, and it's like a selfie from the front of the house, and the house is behind us.
It's at the mystery spot or the Winchester Mansion?
The Winchester Mystery House Mansion.
Thing. You're mixing things up there, sir.
No.
It's called the Winchester Mansion.
Mystery Mansion. I don't know.
I'll accept that merger.
I don't know. Anyway, so in the background, it looks like there's a like slave, like maid or something with like a little child, and it looks old school, like really like back in the day, and they're kind of gray, and it's in the picture. It looks really creepy. And yeah, he was going to zoom in on it. And he's like, can we get it bigger? And I'm like, no, it's actual
real
photograph.
Pictures
right?
Are stupid. Suck. Yeah. You can't zoom in.
God. So anyway, Killer to Zero Foo.
Nice. You won a prize and didn't even know.
You won a prize and didn't even know. And reach out to us so we have your contact information so we can send you the El Yucateco Hot Sack of the Week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and last week, whoever you are. Mike. Also, yeah, Mike Milionis.
I guess that's how you say his name. I think Mike Millionaires.
Yeah, I still, if you want a barbecue, homie, give me your address.
Oh, he never hit us up. Oh, that's why you don't know, because he never hit us up. Well, maybe because that really was ISIS that he was with, and they did take him away and chop his head off.
Maybe he's beheaded, and we're speaking ill of the dead.
Or maybe you're eating his head.
We also need to thank Curtis Fields for whoring himself out in the name of Sofa King Podcast all over the world. Like, I would have never thought that our sticker would be on the side of one of those bumper cars in Chernobyl. I'm pretty sure you get in trouble for that. We haven't received a Russian letter of, like, don't fucking do that. But what can we do? We sell our stickers. People have our stickers. We can't control where they go.
And we have all the evidence we need that we were in the States when that happened.
Totally.
Did somebody switch me chairs?
No.
What the hell's going on?
But you look ridiculous right now.
This is insane. Okay, there we go. I was like, I look like I was in a lowrider. No, something's
still
wrong.
It's low still. You look
it's
funny.
Still low.
The mic's at like your forehead right now. There you go.
No, it's not working now.
Maybe your mic's just high.
Maybe.
That's hilarious. All right. But thank you, Curtis Fields. I did send a prize box with more stickers for the next adventure. Apparently, he's going to Reykjavik, I think. You guys have something to talk about. He's going in 40 days, so there will be more stickers.
To Swedenland? Where's that at?
That's t-shirt sport.
Iceland.
Iceland, that's right. It's going to be very green there.
No, it's still... No,
still wintry?
Pretty much. A friend of mine is there right now, and all the pictures I see on Facebook are still him in a warmer jacket than I own.
Oh.
Like, on glaciers everywhere, so it's still pretty fucking cold there.
Yeah, I guess. It's still cool here, which is surprising.
It is surprising, but that's coming to an end.
Yeah. And I know people hate this, but if you're if you want to help support us, we might have to move. So Brent's leaving us, and we're not going to have the studio anymore. So we might have to move. So if you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and give us your money. And I know people hate when we ask people or tell people about Patreon, so we hate it. So
that's one guy, really.
Yeah, one guy really. Yeah. So fuck off.
Loves the show.
Yeah.
But sends only hate messages.
Yeah. And apparently he's not a Patreon supporter.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the show is free.
Yeah.
The show is free. It's not required. Which one of these whiskeys do you guys want to try?
I don't care.
I don't even have a glass.
Well, I can't technically say this is a whiskey.
And it's my birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
So actually, today that we're recording.
How young are you?
35.
All right, so I guess we're going to go with this. To your chagrin, you're going to be pissed because I don't think this is whiskey even necessarily. There is a bottle in a brown bag. This is from the guys that knocked on my door and handed me a brown bag with alcohol and turned out to be podcast fans that live down the street.
There's a hand turkey on the back.
They drew shit all over this. Yeah, there's a letter. It says that they have a band apparently, and this is what they drink when they practice in their band. And they drew like that's like a first grade hand turkey on one side, and it's from Brad G., and then
hashtag
part,
fuck Brad.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't read very good, so I don't know. There's another guy here. But
art.
They were supposed to hit me up on social media, and they didn't.
Art. What's that?
That's just art. That's art.
Oh.
As in, like
from Brad G. Okay.
A hand turkey. But anyways, I think I know what this is. Fuck this bag up. I'm trying not
what
to.
Is it?
I don't know why I'm trying to save this bag. So good.
Yeah. That's horrible art. We're not putting it anywhere.
Yeah, it's brandy. It's fucking
E&J. Yep. Somebody else just has me E&J.
I've never had it.
Actually, can I pour it on the floor? It reminds me I'm a dead homie.
What makes brandy brandy? Like, what's
it's
the deal?
Cheap.
You guys know? No.
It's brandy.
I think it's
made by a lady named Brandy.
Type of cask it's aged in, if I'm not mistaken.
Isn't it aged more in wine barrels?
Yeah, I think so.
There's alcohol in it, right, man? I'm good.
Yep. There's alcohol in it, yeah. don't know. And I want to thank Brent. Brent bought me a bottle of what was it? Testin?
No.
Testicles? No. Whiskey.
Tussin.
Now that you said that.
Tussin.
To a bottle of Tussin.
Yeah, because he's an alcoholic and he wants me to be an alcoholic. So hey, that's what he bought me for my birthday, but thank you.
Whatever that was, I got it. It was good. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, it was good.
Black and red box. That's all I remember.
I have to get it. What's the picture of it? Am I drinking out of the bottle or what? What is it?
No, I pushed your glass like five times.
Yeah, when I can't reach.
No, you pushed it once.
No, I went like that when you said I don't have a glass.
So yeah, my buddy Julius Mosley, Jay Knox, he's dead. He'd always drink this.
This was for Jay Knox.
I don't know. That's not bad.
No, it's really sweet. But not like, oh, gross, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah, no,
it's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's not, it has a little alcohol-y, like
I wish I knew what I was talking about.
It's kind of got like a pencil. It does have a wine taste.
It's got a wine.
Doesn't it kind of taste like a pencil?
No.
I've never ate a pencil.
You chewed on your pencil in class, huh, Dave?
You're talking about glue sticks? And we
chewed
talking
on my pencil last week, fucking class.
That's true. I've done that, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the woody taste. People are getting pissed. Turn the show off.
No, that's good. Decent stuff. Thank you, gentlemen's, for bringing us
E&J
more whiskey.
Thank you for showing up creepily to somebody's door and giving them brandy.
I was only slightly scared. I mean, obviously, they were familiar. I knew they were the guys from down the street that wave at me. I just didn't know that they listened to the show.
Well, I'm curious. But
speaking of familiar, I have to take a side note here.
Oh, yeah.
Midweek this week, like I was forced to think of Brent's familiar pigeon tale that he told quite earnestly about a familiar pigeon.
Right.
I kept seeing, no matter what side of town I was on, like no matter where I was, it was a day where I had to run errands all fucking over town, 20 minutes away from, you know, each errand was 20 minutes away from the other errand. And every single time I was leaving a parking lot, I ran into the same meth head. And it wasn't just one meth head. It was a meth head and the meth head's lady. And I kept like the both of them. And I'm like, what the fuck? Didn't I just see those like 20 minutes ago? And then like I drove some more, did some stuff, got back in my car, completely different side of town. It's like, son of a bitch, that's that same guy. And that's driving? That same lady. No, they were always in the intersection right in front of me, all methed out, walking around the streets.
That's how you know there's a glitch in the Bakersfield Matrix.
Because I kept seeing
a meth head twice.
Yeah. I saw the same meth head and his lady three times in one day in completely different parts of the city.
That's called crank shavu.
I did. And another thing on this, my buddy Chris Castro, Uber Goob, he's in the SK Ultra fan club group. Pretty sure he is. But he sent me a thing saying his wife had a Sofa King moment. She recognized the pigeon on their stoop, one that had been there before, I guess.
It's the same.
So, yeah. So, yeah, he sent me that today after wishing me a happy birthday. So that's kind of funny.
So I have familiar meth heads. You've got familiar pigeons. Yeah. Okay. So speaking of meth heads, reptilians are the topic for the day. We have had, not necessarily on the fan group, but for a year, I have people regularly wanting us to talk about reptilians.
And I've been the one.
Yes, you've shot it down pretty decisively every single time we've brought it up.
I pretty much just like dismiss it. Like, like we're going to talk about that crazy shit. But I have to say, there was some cool science stuff, evolutionarily speaking, from dinosaurs and whatnot that I didn't consider before. I'm not saying I believe or don't believe that there's necessarily reptilians.
Just say you believe it.
But I can see where some evolutionary things may have happened, where there could have been some things like part of our brain, like the lizard brain. There's some things that I came across that surprised me because I thought I'm going to be like, this is total bullshit the whole way through. But there are some things I took note of and was like, oh, that's a perspective I hadn't thought of before.
Well, I like even like way before I ran into any David and I'm always going to call him David Icky.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was calling him.
I know some people will say his name is David Icke, but he will always be David Icky.
I like that better anyway.
I do too. But there are two like divergent paths of reptoid people. And the one is one that I ran into. Well, like I said, well before I ran into it, and it was worthy of looking up, and it's worthy of mentioning because it's really a fucking strange scenario. In the LA Times in 1934, there was an article posted. Did you guys run across that article?
No. Yeah, I watched a little video about it too.
So there was an article posted, and it, and I have like an original photocopy of this article that for some reason my mother gave me, and I was like, Mom, that's weird. Why did you just give me this? But 1934, and the title is Lizard People's Catacomb City Hunted, and then Engineer Sinks Shaft Under Fort Moore Hill to Find Maze of Tunnels and Priceless Treasures of Legendary Inhabitants.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of Oak Island in like L.A.
Yeah, in L.A. So it's a story by the author was named Gene Busquat, I guess, B-O-S-Q-U-T.
Butt Squat.
Mm-hmm. Gene Butt Squat. And it was about a geophysicist and a mining engineer named G. Warren Shufelt, who in the 1930s had a brand new radio x-ray machine, which was what they were starting to use to uncover different tombs in Egypt at the same exact time.
I think he developed that. Radio x-ray. Yeah.
So it's the kind of thing that they started using in this time to try to find hidden catacombs and all that stuff where they were looking for buried treasure, like for the pyramids, all that kind of stuff. But his whole thing was that he thought that there was, he believed that the legendary lizard people that are famous to American Indians, because if you look at almost any sort of American Indian group, they, most of them have some tale of lizard people.
Not even that. Every culture throughout history from the beginning of time has a tale of serpent worship or lizard people of some sort, which right. is what
there's
made
also
me go.
Bird. And the, you know what I mean? Bird there's also bird well. And yeah. yeah, there's some right. different.
The
yeah.
bird people though, they equate to generally like, you know, they were flying and so they didn't know how to translate it. And like probably that person was flying.
Hmm. Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's why they put wings on something. Just
well, maybe
like
they were
that, but
maybe
flies.
They were crawling and they just put a lizard mask on them.
Maybe they did. Yeah. But anyway, sort of a widely spread belief in the mythology of Native Americans in Western America. And this guy in 1934 was looking into it. And you can do it if you do a Google search for G. Warren Shufelt. I'll put a link to the article in the show description. But
he had allegedly met with like a shaman from the Hopi tribe specifically, mm-hmm. and they told him the story of the lizard people that had taken refuge underground in tunnels like I don't know 5,000 years ago to get away from like a meteor shower,
the great
a bombardment, yeah, bombardment
fire,
of some yeah. sort.
It's just the Hope tribe,
yeah, and then, and there's it's Hopi. there's similar stories are actually like almost identical in India. There's actually a place where they have almost the same exact story, and there's a well that apparently still to this day people go and like kind of worship because it allegedly leads to the underground where the lizard men live still.
Right.
And it sounds like the Naga.
Yeah, that sounds like religion.
Oh yeah,
like, the Naga. You know, the Naga, there's a flood of 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah, but it kind of ratchets it up and makes it more fucking awesome because it's like
true.
Fire.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, but.
So Warren believed that there was gold under LA, and
he believed that they wrote their stories on gold tablets and that the gold tablets were in, and there's even a map, like you can find his map.
Was there 10 of
like,
them?
Like he walked around, I think there were 12 of them. Like he walked around LA with his x-ray and he mapped out the tunnels that he found that are under LA.
And then I think he had promised either like the wherever he was digging, it might have been the newspaper itself. Someone was supposed to get 50%, or maybe it was the city of LA. You know, like
probably to let him do it.
Gold, to let him do it. He promised 50% of whatever he found because they, for some reason, believed he might actually find gold.
Right? No, they believed it. Like the whole article is written as if they believe this guy's onto something.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh. So it's like testicles if you hold it like this.
So
kind of like veiny.
That's, yeah.
Couple of danger fields. Anyway, so when I think lizard people, that's always my first go-to because that's like some sort of, you know, Call of Cthulhu 1930s weirdness.
But he went crazy.
On.
He dug like, I don't know, like 250 feet down or something crazy and then ran out of money and abandoned it. Like very Oak Island stuff.
Yeah, very Oak Island stuff.
I still like it's never really appealed to me because of, you know, you think about like all the actually, and it might be the new stuff that kills it is where, you know, Lil Wayne's eyes flicker and he's a, you know what I mean? He has reptilian eyes and Beyonce and all that stuff. You
is
know,
that, like, yeah. So I just wanted to start with this because I look at this as if you look at the mythology of lizard people, of reptoids,
that makes sense.
This is sort of one. There's one that ties much more into ancient people's beliefs and so forth. And I kind personally, and I know some reptoid people wouldn't divorce these things. I divorce these things. I look at these ancient things as a separate thing than what the David Icke modern day reptoid discussion is.
Well, the same year in Egypt in 1934, archaeologists uncovered sort of a Dead Sea Scroll situation. They found these clay jars that had leather bound scrolls inside them. And it was actually some lost scroll, like books from the Bible. Like it was the tale of the Book of Thomas and the Book of Philip. Like there's more names of the apostles.
Terence and Philip.
It was all about farts.
Yeah.
It's called the
preamble of the uncle fucker was in there.
It's a set of codices and it has in it the description of the origin of the universe. And it talks about some creatures known as the Archons, but their physical descriptions are that of reptilians. And it's actually the same year that he was digging up LA, they discovered these. Mm. So,
right. And I mean, that even ties back to like the tales of Madame Blavatsky with the idea of the continent of Lemuria, which that it's a whole other occultic thing of the tribes.
Well, even the Bible, the story of Adam and Eve, the serpent, serpent was supposed to be like humanoid, I guess. It was standing there talking to her because the punishment from God was they were banished from the garden and the serpent was to crawl on his belly for the rest of forever. So he wasn't crawling on his belly at first. You know what I mean? So, and that's a good debate.
Or maybe he could Christianity. Evolve. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that was his sentence, was he was doomed to like crawl on his belly forever.
There's a 5 million ways you could take that.
Right.
I think he hopped on his tail like one of Qbert's enemies.
But the Chinese have dragons, you know. They say like the first emperor was the son of a dragon. Yeah. And they describe them as having face of serpents. I mean, there's other biblical things that say like the Nephilim came down and they had sex with the women and they were not of this world. Obviously, it was clearly described as a different race. Mayans and Aztecs have serpent gods. Obviously, mm-hmm. they had all the snakes and everything.
Yeah. But I mean, if you, like I said, about the bird people, like you're like, oh, well, that's just people flying. That could be taken the same way too, where, you know, it's not
something.
Necessarily...
Yeah. Something made them think about serpents though, and in different origins of the world.
Maybe there's water.
The Bible in the Book of Isaiah has something called the seraphim and they're like the serpent people. Yeah. Has something once again to do. And that's written in the Bible. The Quran has the jinn and they're a serpent like, you know, it's that we talked about that on the creatures fucking something.
Yeah.
That
one.
Yeah. You never seen Wishmaster?
Never seen Wish. Yeah. Oh. It's in Shazam. They talk about the jinn in Shazam. Yeah. With Sinbad.
Yeah. They make wishes.
But it's just,
by the way, did you see the trailer for
the spoof
that they did?
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. Cause it looked,
or did they?
Yeah.
There's actually some 13-year-old prodigy kid that thinks that CERN destroyed the universe and that, the Mandela effect is actually a result of CERN creating some kind of like black hole shoot off of a very adjacent multiverse alternate reality. And that's why the Mandela effect is happening. And outside of his craziness, apparently he's a really smart kid. He's talking about all kinds of breaking theories.
But that's not necessarily crazy, like if you think about it. But is it happening more now because of the internet and the way people communicate? Or has it always been happening?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, the information available, the events that happened, the little,
so it's hard to track anything older than, you know,
back in the day, like cowboys weren't like, yeah, man, that wanted poster used to say Jim Robbins.
You never know. It might. Yeah. Why does it say Barry Fillmore now?
I swear to God, it was Joey the Kid, man. It was fucking Joey the Kid. It was not Billy the Kid.
Who the fuck is Billy? Like, fucking Joey's pissed off. He's like, fucking.
The sheriff is like, I killed Joey. I swear to God, said Joey.
I killed the wrong guy.
I swear to God, said Joe. Where did Billy come from?
Who the fuck changed it to Billy? It's always been Billy, Jim.
It was called the sarsaparilla effect.
Yeah. The sarsaparilla
effect. It's that damned old sarsaparilla effect, man. I told you.
It's happening.
I told you, Tommy.
Yeah. That saloon was not in that corner.
So that's that. To me, that's the more cryptozoological, archaeological. That's curious that so many humans have an archetype of a lizard person. Like, that's interesting.
We have what's called the lizard brain, which is our aggressive, impulsive, territorial.
Supposedly there's a piece of our mind that's still
as the brain evolved, it's like, this is the part we needed to survive. Like, if we only had our lizard brain, we would just like fuck, rape, steal, and beat people up.
That's what we do still.
We would punch babies and shit. Yeah. So some of us are more evolved than others is all that I'm saying.
Right.
And then there's like the paleo something. And then there's three major portions of the brain. But the lizard one is actually really like tied to lizard.
Right.
And
so you're saying the monkeys were lizard fuckers.
I'm saying. that we have clearly evolved. Like there was, I think it was like 250 to 320 million years ago, there was a break in evolution where part of us actually went off to become mammals. Like the dinosaurs didn't necessarily go.
Well, there had to
like
be a split. Yeah. It just like changed.
T-Rexes became chickens and shit. Like reptiles became mammals. Like they did become warm blooded over time.
Right.
In theory, that's what they say. So,
right.
But most people just think, I don't know what they think. Dinosaurs died. Nothing was there. And then we re-fucking came from.
Well, yeah, there was a big, big earthquake and they, you know, the earth shook and then they all died because the earth shook.
I'm saying like what species, not a single species. Again, evolution didn't start over after the dinosaurs. You know, we know that most birds came from that. So now they're thinking if a reptile can become a mammal, maybe it could, become a hominoid.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. There could be some kind of lizard.
A hominoid.
Yeah, they could. And I mean, I think it's also, I mean, if we're talking about this old school type of lizard
on your
person,
butt, it hurts when you wipe.
I think it does. I think it's important to talk about, there were three explorers named Marshall, Will, and Holly. And they were on a routine expedition.
See, this is some shit I'm not going to get. People are laughing somewhere else.
It was the, really? Mm-hmm. Big earthquake?
Mm-hmm. See?
Okay.
The nerds are laughing somewhere for you. Yeah.
I'm with you.
The Dave moment.
Okay. So David Icke, however, puts a completely different spin on the idea of lizard people. So I guess let's just start talking about David Icke, because I really didn't know anything about him. I just know the shit that he's been saying. I didn't know anything about his background whatsoever. So I found his background to be pretty interesting, and like what made him become a conspiracy theorist became kind of interesting. So he was, and by the way, the David Icke model of the reptoid that we're going to talk about here in a minute, I did read one article that according to a 2013 poll by Public Policy Polling, 4% of registered voters in America believe in David Icke's reptoid claims.
You might know him as David Icke.
4% of registered voters or something, though.
That was it. 4% of registered voters.
Yeah, so like how many people vote? Only like 10%.
But still.
4% of 10%. Yeah, so, it's small.
But
he does have a large enough following that it's almost like television evangelist.
No, that's
status.
A significant
he's a millionaire.
If 4% of 10% of people vote and 4% believe it, that's a fucking huge number. That means if 100% of people voted, that 40%.
Well, he sells out seminars.
Yeah. He does.
Books book after book and DVD after DVD.
Yeah. Well, and like
his
I was
YouTube
saying,
videos have millions of
if you take it for the word that he says, like what he says about reptilians, that reptilians are real, they're actually fucking reptiles that are 12 foot tall. If you take it as that,
seven foot, 12 foot.
He was saying 12 foot.
The problem is his crazy ideas, he ends up being right about a lot of stuff. He was one of the first people to come up with like the matrix simulation theory. He was one of the first people to.
No, I will admit a lot of the stuff that he talks about, I'm like, yeah, I can get on board with like 70% of what you just said. And then there's that 30%
there's the crazy
nugget
box.
Of fucking bat shit right in the middle. But so David Icke, he was born in England, Leicester, England. I always think he looks a little bit like not Snowden, but the other guy.
Oh, Julian Assange.
Yeah, he looks a little. He looks.
I think he looks like he could have. He could have been an ex Pink Floyd's member or something. He's like the right age. Like, oh, didn't he play like the keyboard for Pink Floyd or something?
So he grew up. He wasn't a particularly good student, but he started playing soccer.
Stupid.
Football.
Soccer.
What was that? Machine gun snarl at. Ends it.
So anyway.
I don't want to get the Woody Woodpecker confused.
He's playing football, and it turns out that he's really good at it. He becomes a footballer and becomes a professional soccer baller.
Till arthritis kicks in.
Arthritis.
At 21.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, arthritis at 21. Yeah. What type of Illuminati mean people gave him arthritis at 21?
Exactly. So he gets arthritis at 21, and he ends up going into, and he's popular enough that he ends up going into broadcasting. So like he goes straight into being a sports broadcaster, and then from there he actually starts getting quite involved in politics, and he's working his way through BBC radio and television, and then he starts to become a member of the Green Party in politics. And he's very outspoken, very popular media figure. And at this point, there's no lizards, there's no holograms, it's just kind of normal dude doing normal dude things.
So yeah, he worked for the BBC for a number of years.
Yeah, quite a while. So he ends up looking for alternative medicines to treat his arthritis. And that shit's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
So he ends up looking to see what could fix his arthritis. At this point, I read one article that he started saying in interviews that he admitted that around this time he felt a presence all around him that was always trying to communicate with him.
Yeah, that's this shit's weird. This shit gets weird. Yeah, there's always somebody there. Yeah. And finally he talked to him and said, just show yourself. Right. Talk to me.
Yeah. So he ends up going through a spiritual awakening. He goes to Peru. And
he didn't
goes
take
to
any drugs, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't.
Guaranteed.
And he goes through a spiritual awakening where he starts channeling and doing automatic writing. And automatic writing is when supposedly you let some other entity take over your body and your hand just writes. And at the end, you look for messages in the writing.
What's it called?
Automatic writing.
Oh, I do automatic masturbation.
So you just write?
Yeah, I just
do. You look for messages in the shoot?
You got Kermit going on, man. Clear it up, man.
You like whip up into a frenzy and then you just like put your hand on a piece of paper and stuff comes out.
Whip up into a frenzy.
It's really close to what I do. I'm telling
you're
you.
You're not.
Automatic masturbation is like that.
How do you whoop up into a frenzy?
Well,
besides
supposedly like you start to channel something. Like the people who do automatic writing claim that they aren't conscious of anything that's
blindfold
being
on or something.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they'll have a blindfold
on. I've tried
on
that too. I try to surprise myself sometimes.
They'll do.
Take it off in front of the mirror. I'm like,
do you do like a hand under the leg?
Yeah.
Like, or do you set on your hand and get it numb?
The stranger?
The stranger?
Rookie moves. Yeah. I'm way beyond that, man. I'm doing automatic masturbation. So, whip my hand into a frenzy and stuff comes out.
I hope it doesn't come out of your hand.
Anyway, trying to draw your picture here, man.
He starts channeling, doing automatic writing and automatic drawing. And a lot of times, you try to, like, I've read a lot of accounts of people.
Is this why you got fired from Best Foods?
Best Foods? Mayonnaise? Look, you can only draw so much with what comes out. So I had to finish the mural with mayonnaise because obviously it's the same media. It looks the same. I was on my break. It doesn't even fucking matter. You know what I mean? Like I was clocked out.
Legal issues.
I was clocked out.
So a lot of automatic writing people do get like either completely faded on something so that they don't like they're not like entirely conscious.
So what you're saying is they take drugs.
They might or might not. They might meditate to get into some weird state.
Asphyxiate themselves. Choke themselves.
I suppose you could. Some are blindfolded, some aren't. Anyway, it's one way to channel other voices or minds, allegedly, and then you look at it afterwards to see if any messages come out amongst all the scribbling and whatever.
I'm only asking because I want to try it. So
yeah. Like a lot of times and they'll just be scribbling and doing nonsense on paper, and then at the end of it, supposedly like some letters have formed or something when they were just scribbling.
I think logic kicks in no matter what. Like you start thinking. It's like the Ouija board.
Yeah.
You're gonna make your hands spell fucking whatever.
But he claims that some of his automatic writing said that he was the quote son of the Godhead, and that to him the Godhead was a universal mind that controlled all things. And I'm still kind of like
so God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Head.
Well, all the great minds say that there was a universal mind.
Yeah, no, they do. So I'm still kind of with him. And then he goes into, did you guys read about the turquoise period?
He loved turquoise.
Pretty great. He goes into, so as soon as he gets back, he goes into a turquoise period and all he wears is the color turquoise. Because it absorbs certain energies and frequencies that he thinks are necessary to make his body and his spirit be stronger.
Gay vibes.
So this is the point where he starts to... Then he meets a psychic named Deborah Shaw, an English psychic. And
he goes to her to try and figure out what all this means.
Perhaps. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they end up having what they call the turquoise triangle. I'm not making this up. And it's David Icke and it's Deborah Shaw and it's his wife.
So he convinces the
wife.
The wife and the psychic should have
the turquoise triangle. And
this is way better than the Bermuda Triangle already.
His wife, Marie Swassum, changed her name to Michaela at the time because she was the physical aspect of the Archangel Michael.
Oh, so she was crazy too.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So this is where we take our David Icke turn.
Do you think one crazy person believes the other crazy person, or are they like, I'm fucking lying, I know you're lying? Like,
I think you can make somebody crazy though. Like, mm-hmm. if you're with them and you're just feeding them crazy, right.
especially if it's gradual.
Crazy. Yeah. I think, yeah.
And if that psychic shows up,
is that what's going on?
If that psychic shows up and she's all like fucking super believable, like, I mean, you're a fucking huckster charlatan psychic whose job is to make people believe you when you say far out shit.
And yeah. And just think about this. Let's put this into perspective. Before the show, Brent was not an alcoholic.
Correct.
He didn't see familiar pigeons.
Right.
He didn't have OCD as bad as he does.
True.
And he didn't whip up into a frenzy and do automatic masturbation.
Well, I think he did that one.
Oh, maybe.
I didn't call it that.
I didn't have a name for it.
Yeah, I didn't have a name. It was an original experiment as far as I was concerned. I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, so all those suggestive things have happened, and slowly but surely.
And we're not even crazy trying.
Happen. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, think about when we start trying.
Right. That's when the descent will really be notable. Yeah. So
I'm just going to have another pickle.
He's getting scared, yeah.
So shortly after that, he ends up. And this is, he's still in politics. He's still doing that whole thing. And he ends up getting out, and he goes on a show on the BBC that's hosted by someone named Terry Wogan. And it's just a talk show. And he's there as a guest for the Green Party, basically. Did you guys see anything about this?
He was on the Joe Wogan show.
Right. No, Terry Wogan.
Oh, Terry Wogan.
Different. Yeah.
Brother.
Did you guys see anything about this?
I watched the interview.
That's when he.
Oh, did you see the interview?
Yeah, that's when he actually proclaims the whole Messiah.
Yeah, right? He says that he's the Son of God, and the audience is laughing. Like, they're laughing.
The
and
host
he says,
tells them they're laughing at you now, not with you.
Yeah, well, he says, like, Icke says that. He says, you know, that laughter kind of covers up fear, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And he's glad that they're giving him positive energy. And the host goes, you realize they're laughing at you, not with you.
And then he says, imagine if Jesus were modern day. If Jesus came here,
everybody would laugh.
You would be laughing at him too. He's like, it's good to see society has come so far. And he just kept a straight face and just stuck to his guns.
And then they say,
he believes this stuff.
Yeah. And then he proclaimed that there was going to be a flood or, I forget what he said there was going to be, but he said there
was
something.
Going to end in 1 year.
The world was going to end that year. And then Wogan says, what happens if it doesn't happen?
I can't get used to Wogan.
and he says, what happens to you if it doesn't happen? And he goes, he like looks at him in this straight ass face and says, like, the earth will end. Like, he just like doesn't even acknowledge the questions, like full on belief that it was over.
Yeah. He's probably just got like paranoid schizophrenia or something. He hears a voice.
But needless to say,
the problem is, like, if that's true, there's people following him. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's dangerous. Either he's onto something and there's some real shit going on.
He's either onto something or on something.
Either way, in very short order, the people in charge of the Green Party called him and said, Mr. Icke, we no longer require your services to represent our political party. And his ass got fired.
Yeah.
So he was no longer in broadcasting. He was no longer a politician. He could no longer play soccer ball. So he started writing books.
Yep.
And his first book was called The Robots Rebellion. And this came out in 1994. And this is where his ideas start to get laid out. So The Robots Rebellion claims the world is run by a secret cabal of people. Check.
Mm-hmm. This is where the anti-Semitic thing comes
in. Yes, this is exactly where it comes in.
The Jews are angry.
And at this point, he says they may be extraterrestrial. He's not 100% on board with the extraterrestrial thing yet, but they are definitely Jewish.
That claim goes throughout history.
That does. It goes throughout history. So
that's what when I started watching the documentary on him, I really have questions. Not that, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sound anti-Semitic or anything. Like, that's what I was kind of worried about, like, this would turn into. But why is it, and that's why I'm asking it in question form, why is it that every society, I mean, year after year, you know, decade after decade, you know, hundreds of years, centuries, there's everybody's attacking the Jews, and the Jews are setting back, like, we don't know why everybody hates us. Yet every fucking body hates them. Why?
I was wondering that
there has to be something.
I was like, as soon as I saw him getting onto his anti-Semitism thing, it just hit me. And I was like, why? What's with the anti-Semitism? Like, I've never in my life understood it.
Maybe he has a life-size portrait of Ford.
That's
like,
the thing.
Holy shit. Is there like a, what is, like, can we start anti-Mormonism or anti-Christianism? It's never makes any sense.
That's my question.
You gotta go with the oldest one. That way you have some like solid, like, you got backing. I have to be right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's my question. And I'm asking it on the show, like, so people will hear this, because I want to know. In history, there has to be something, and the winners write history. You know what I mean? The winners always write history. The losers never write history. So where did we miss what the Jews actually did? Because I'm not, like I said, I don't hate Jews, and I don't know what has happened in history, because there's nothing written down that they've done anything
right
to make every fucking body hate them.
Right.
But apparently they took the something last happened.
Man. Well, here's the thing. Like,
they pissed somebody off. Like
I can't even conceive of it. Like, it's not like I don't hate Jews. I can't conceive of like blaming all the world's, like, I can't even.
Well, it's happening today with different religious groups, not Christian. You know what I mean? Right. Like, so
with Muslims or
whatever. I mean, yeah, just but, anybody who's not Christian in the United States.
The only
States
thing that
is,
I can say is
a stigma.
The only thing I can point back to, the only time that I saw, cause and everybody's also like, oh, they control all the money. They blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do they really control all the money?
I think it's the death of Jesus thing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's all part, but probably, to me, it goes back to when
they're mad. But Jesus was a Jew,
right? But when we did our thing on the Rothschilds, and we looked at the idea of the Jew bankers, because of the laws, the Christians couldn't loan and do all that stuff, so the Jews could.
Are you allowed to say Jew? Is that a
Jewish
thing?
It's a religion. Yeah. I mean, it's not a race.
They were called court Jews.
Yeah.
Slaves were called something else.
Well, no,
too.
They worked.
I'm
for,
just saying in today's age,
yeah, they call themselves Jews.
They are Jews. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So the court Jews controlled money lending because Christians were barred from doing so. So in most of the prominent, you know, Western capitals, there would have been Jewish families that ran all money lending. And then that ended up being gobbled up by the Rothschilds, who, for all intents and purposes,
still
do control.
Now,
so I
and
mean,
they are Jewish.
So in a way, yeah. But I can't. But again, that's like me saying that, you know, like to pick Bill Gates's random religion and to now say fucking Protestants, they control all the goddamn software industry. And it's like, no, that was just Bill Gates was the one that did it. It's like, there's a difference between saying the Rothschilds happen to run the monetary system in the world and saying that Jews run the monetary system in the world.
Lovely.
I have a feeling that most Jews don't have anything to fucking do with it,
right.
but one select group.
Or do they? Yeah. But that's the other thing though. Like, we're not in a position to know that either. No. You know what I mean? Like, it's up in the air. But before that, I mean, you have so much history just hating on the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So my question is, again, what went wrong for them? You know what I mean? Like, they're like the fucking little fat kid in the corner with a booger in his nose and everybody's picking on him. Like, so, and this is no different. Like, you get into this reptilian thing, and like I mentioned before, the fucking ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, who is they search for anti-Semitics and really try and fuck with them. They don't let them do a lot of shit. They take them to court. They really search for people who are against the Jews and go after them. Like, so there are people.
Well, they do more than that. I mean, they go against people who are publicly defaming, you know, most minority groups.
Okay. Yeah. So they have a Jewish department then, I guess you should
sure,
say.
I'm sure.
So they probably have. Yeah. So yeah, I just, you know, but David Icke is looked at by them as an anti-Semitic. And if you ask him, which in the documentaries, he says he's not. Like, he's literally just thinking that the reptiles are the ones that are controlling everything.
Right.
So, but the other question is,
Jewish.
Yeah, but that's not the problem though. He's just stating that. But the other thing is though too that, I don't know. He's He's supposedly supposed to be speaking in code, right? That's what.
Well, let's look at the message first, and then if we want to decode it, we can. So that first book, The Robot's Rebellion, he has another book called The Biggest Secret in 99. And in this one, he starts to say that these, because he still hasn't locked in on the extraterrestrial thing yet, but he's starting to say that prominent figures of all of history who control the world were ancestors of the Anunnaki, which he says were a reptilian race of the Draco constellation. So at this point, he's finally locking into the reptoid thing.
And they're aliens.
And they're aliens. And they're not just from another planet. They're also from another dimension. They're from deep in the fourth dimension, and they can come into the third dimension and we can perceive them.
Yeah.
But when they go back to their reptile form, they're back in the fourth dimension. So we can't see them anymore.
So anybody who believes in simulation theory can't really deny this.
Well, right? I mean, and even part of the simulation stuff, he, in a book he wrote in 2012, he says that the moon and Saturn are the source of holographic experiences broadcast by the reptiles that end up giving humanity the, what we consider to be reality. So the moon is a giant projector of holograms that make us not see the lizard people as lizard people.
So you were right about Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon.
Right.
That's the projection.
So it's like They Live status. So the moon is they living us, and we just don't have
Rowdy, we don't have the glasses.
Piper sunglasses to see the lizard.
Rowdy Piper sunglasses.
Right.
My belief in simulation theory has it has its problems, because it makes me think, well, like, if you believe in a simulation like that, then why is all this fucking necessary? Why do you have to try to be a lizard person underground and manipulate the population?
Kind of goes against
things. If like, yeah, if you're in control of the simulations, do whatever the fuck you want. But then you start thinking about Matrix, and they're like, oh, it was a utopian society. It was paradise, and it didn't work, and it crashed. And maybe there's some other use, and maybe we're batteries, and maybe it's just the play. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's the entertainment of it all. Maybe it's the game. Because I'm really like, why do you have to do? Why all the holographic shape shifting crazy?
Why do you have to trick
child?
Why do you have to trick the people?
But then why play Monopoly if you could just put all the money in your pocket?
Well, that's,
you
know, the thing. Like if you're truly going to double down on simulation theory, it's like someone's controlling the simulation. And I mean, just walk into a random teenager's private Minecraft server and look at the giant penis mountain.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
and the sex dungeon.
In that world, everybody's walking around and that's old penis mountain.
Right.
You know, we don't question it. That mountain just came out looking like a penis.
Yeah.
You know, but in the guy running the simulation is like, it'd be funny if I made reptoids from the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
And like nobody could see it. Like, so yeah, I don't think it has to have any rational cause.
And some of the things he says about like, oh, that's why you see ghosts, because it's like two radio stations that are just kind of out of tune. So you only see the
other thing is, though, you have somebody playing the simulation, but then what's beyond that? You know what I mean? Like that's where it gets deep, you know, like it's the same thing.
Well, zoom out and we're just in this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like then, you think about outer space and you think about, okay, the end of space, and now it's multi-layers and like, what the fuck? Like, what's beyond that? And you know, like, it's crazy. Like, you just,
Brad did acid last night, man.
Yeah, he did. Well, it's hard to talk about any of this without sounding, I mean, because I haven't even gotten into the fucking bucket full of crazy yet that Icky serves up. I mean, so, and again, at this point, like, there's some points he's making. Like, one of the things that he proposes is that mankind throughout, like, one of his propositions of what the reptoids have done is that since like caveman days, they've been manipulating human DNA so that the humans are more like what they need them to be.
So it would favor it.
So that we are particularly effective in certain ways. But why not just get
to
it?
You know what I mean? Once again, the game. Like, why not just get to it? Like, change the shit. If you can change DNA code, just change it. Why do you have to let it evolve? Or maybe it's learning computers. It's like AI that it has to learn.
Well, there's
that makes sense, because the reptilians feed on blonde hair, blue eyed people.
If they
had Hitler try and make a, you know, like the super race,
they got plenty.
Maybe Hitler was a reptilian.
But that's the thing, that doesn't necessarily mean that if they came from another, I can't believe I'm actually saying this as if it's a real thing. If they came from another dimension, that doesn't mean that they have like advanced technology. And if they were simply doing eugenics and crossbreeding to get these cave people to, you know, and teaching them things.
Well, and in the fourth dimension, it would take forever to get them there. Yeah, in the fourth dimension, they were just dog breeders, and then when they came over here,
we could do the same thing here.
They make a pug nosed baby. You know?
So yeah, they say that we're programmed by media, politics, and a reptilian control over our food, water, and air supply, pharmaceutical drugs, and alcohol, and that they dumb us down and keep us docile and keep us as working. And again,
that's false. That's the movie They Live.
I'm just like, did he just take everything from They Live?
But that's actually not false though, because that's what they do. And if you watch him try and go, like, we're supposed to have freedom of speech, right? Mm-hmm. But there's always somebody out there trying to stop you from talking, you know? So, I mean, there's...
Shut up, Brad.
Oh.
See? He's right.
Every time.
So, I just stopped him from talking.
So
I am hinged on your freedom of speech.
This is one thing. That's one area where I kind of agree. They Live, you know, the movie,
right.
You know, his view on it. I agree. The media only shows you what they want you to see. People are so engulfed in this information that they're getting that they're not actually seeing anything else. They're not actually even seeing their own life.
Right. People are, I can't even say conspiracy theory. I can look at advertising techniques and 50-year advertising campaigns that companies come up with to make someone programmed to only want to drink this one soda and to from cradle to grave marketing that they do for people to control one aspect of their life. And when you look at enough corporations, all of them are trying to control one aspect of your life. And at the end of the day, we're being pulled in
Tide,
any number.
Yeah, Tide wants you to use Tide soap. Right, you know, Pepsi wants you to drink Pepsi Cola.
Sofa King Podcast wants you to use El Yucateco hot sauce. Yeah, just keep bringing it up subtly.
Yeah. That's right.
And then you have babies and you're giving it to your babies. This is cradle to grave marketing. That's what we're doing here. People understand.
Right. So that's, so some of the stuff I'm like, okay, David Icke's onto something there, but again, we haven't. So.
Like you have a moment of clarity and then it goes fucking off the rails again.
Right.
You know what though? So, if you look at it in like a fractal like style and think about like the cattle model, you know, or like farm model. So we keep all those millions of cows around and we have genetically fucked with them and bred them to do certain things. Like there's dairy cattle and beef cattle and we've given them hormones and we have changed them by breeding them. And the same thing with chickens and we've modified them. And according to some of his theories, I think they feed off of our blood, specifically children blood because of the poison antibiotics haven't been given to them or something.
Right.
So I could see, once again, I'm not saying I believe this shit, but I could see.
Why do you guys keep saying that?
Just talk. I could see where that's more plausible because I had my concerns with like, why the game? Why this? And we're doing it. We do it right now. It's because we don't have quite the technology. We only have enough technology to do what we're doing to slowly change them into what we need them to be to sustain food for us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe that's what's up.
So we've been manipulated by a race of reptoid beings from the fourth dimension called the Babylonian Brotherhood. That's all part of it as well.
The double B.
They talk like black guys though.
Yeah,
that's right. They came from Draco. They live in caverns in the earth. They were the Anunnaki. He said in an the interview is boring.
Apparently, they came from a region of Turkey, like around Turkey, and like people in that area have a way higher instance of rare blood types, like Rh positive and Rh negative, or something. And like something to do with that blood type, like if you're born like with that blood type, your skin can appear blue, and so they say that's where the term blue blood actually originated from. Yeah. So, and that's supposed to be tied into
reptoid blood.
Yeah. The reptoid blood icky equation.
So the Babylonian Brotherhood stands as the global elite. He calls them the prison wardens, as if Earth is a prison and they're the ones controlling the prisoners. He said the Brotherhood created and controls the UN, the International Money Fund, the Round Table.
I saw that hierarchy of there's a pyramid. No, above
round, like, do you mean Round Table Pizza?
Above like who the people who think that they're in power, like the corporations and the economically elite. There is the Round Table above that, and then ultimately above that is like the fucking super reptoid god that has been in charge for like thousands of years, and he's a true like reptilian blood. But Round Table is just above the corporate crazy control that we always are suspicious of. They're above even that. It's like the 34th degree of Mason.
I'm even more on board if he just keeps it where like they're the problem with it is like if they're reptiles and they're reptilians and they're kind of humanoid, That's one thing, but like shape shifting into humans.
They're not shape shifting though. It's a frequency change. It's saying your perception is changing. They're not physically atomically changing. Oh,
so that's where like when they get the blinks on film,
like holographic. Yeah, it's a glitch. Okay. And so they're not actually physically changing from 7 foot to 5 foot or whatever. You know, your perception of them is different. Yeah, that's right. The moon thing.
No, that is part of his argument. They're not physically
different.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
You know, I was gonna say, because I can't get on board with that.
They're reptoids the whole time. It's just that we can't perceive it because the moon is
the only issue with this is there's nobody there are no other types. It's just reptoids. There are there's
nothing
else.
Grays come into it,
right?
Yeah. There's other like the
Swedes, aliens could be the same way then. So the Swedes. So it's kind of the same thing. They could be walking around with us and we don't notice them.
They could be sitting across the table from you at any given.
Well, no, I believe the Grays and the Swedes actually came here via technology.
Right.
Like, and the reptoids necessarily didn't. They've been here all along.
Yeah. They're messing with the EQ and it just happens.
That's right. So yeah, they control everything.
Oh, Gunta.
Pick any big group that you want to say, the CIA, Mossad, Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberger Group, like all of the above. The Bilderberg Group, Roundtable Pizza, all of it is controlled by them.
Wait a minute. Roundtable Pizza. Stoop to that level. Yeah, we have one here.
No shit.
They're keeping us.
Did you see we're getting a Five Guys?
They're keeping us docile. Huh.
I haven't had it. They got Five Guys?
Yeah.
I haven't had it.
The Roundtable's got the twisty cheese bread. That's good, actually, too.
So they keep you docile.
Yeah.
Wake up.
It's like a new Roundtable, though. It's not like the old cool one that stinks like old sour carpet that beer got spilled on. It's like a new franchised one, like how Bob's Big Boy doesn't even have a statue.
Yeah. Stupid. It still tastes like Roundtable, though. Yeah. Somebody probably shit on the pizza grate and ran it through the oven. Still, you're not going to miss out on that. Just pissed off because they don't get paid enough.
It smells like wood paneling and sour beer.
Actually, that did happen. That one of our, I think you know him too. He worked at like Papa O's and he shit on one of the pizza grates and ran it through the oven.
Oh,
like, you know, the little tray.
That's next level teenager bullshit.
Yeah.
He was an adult, full on.
So Icky's big thing is field decoding. That's the term that he uses for it. And that we see the prime field that we're used to as humans. Our humans want us as a human brain. We want to see certain things and that's what we see. And then they project their hologram apparently from Saturn and the moon so that we don't see past. Yeah. We don't see past the hologram. And every so often they'll hide behind the field and then it glitches, like the TV channel has glitched or something.
You know, it'd be really crazy if we found out like we're like, this is insane, this is nuts, and then like a year later we find out like that's actually happening. Like, how fucking fucked up would your mind be?
It would be pretty fucked up.
Yeah, if you're like, holy fuck, like the hologram machine broke and all of a sudden
all the lizard people show up.
Dave's a fucking lizard, man. That's why he's fucking 8 foot tall.
Sitting there with the briefcase, he's like, What?
Yeah. His tie on and shit.
According to Icky too,
you won't even know
necessarily. You could be part reptilian and not actually know it.
Yeah. Right.
But only the actual like true blood reptilian shapeshift.
Raised in it.
Yeah.
So we're fuck faced reptilians.
Basically. In 2005, he wrote a book called Infinite Love is the Only Truth. And like you would expect in a book with a title like that, what he does is he breaks human beings into three categories. One is the red dresses, which is the members of the Brotherhood and our quote, interactive software programs. They lack consciousness and free will and their human bodies are holographic veils.
I wonder if the Matrix did the girl in the red dress on purpose like that.
Distraction. This came out in 2005. I don't remember when the Matrix came
Matrix
out.
Matrix was in the 90s.
Yeah.
I think it predated.
Or early 2000s. Yeah. Definitely.
The second group that he not creatively calls the sheeple is the majority of humanity.
I think sheep. I like the term sheeple, though. It's appropriate.
It is appropriate.
Yeah. 1999,
they include repeaters, which are people in positions of influence that spread the message of the red dresses. Doctors, teachers, and journalists are examples. So all three of us are repeaters. Mm-hmm. Although maybe we're not, because we're trying to break you out of the code.
Yeah,
I guess I am a repeater because I consider it to be fucking 100% horse shit. So I am a repeater. And then the third
it's just hard to get on board with when you have no other knowledge. You know what I mean? Like we know our life, we know what we live. That's it. So it's really hard to get on board with the crazy shit, you know.
And the smallest group of the three are the ones who can occasionally see through the veil and see the truth past the clairvoyance, the psychics. Yeah.
So those are the people on YouTube, all those YouTube people that are like, oh, look at the lizard eyes.
No, they're still just they're still sheeple because they can't just naturally see through the veil. And then I found a guy named Eric Van Daniken, and I had read his name before. And
you found a guy, Chariot to the Gods. Come on, man.
Is that Eric Van Dam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I never watch videos. Like, I'm always a read the stuff guy for my research. And I was like, no, I'm going to put this in the background and I'm going to read while his interview is going on with the reptilians.
It's quite the accent.
And he starts talking about how lizard folks came down thousands of years ago, started to merge with humans, et cetera. And then 45 minutes later, I woke up.
I like him.
Because that motherfucker put me cold to sleep.
He kind of sounds like
Dr.
Rizzo.
I was kind of panicking, wondering how much time I had to finish researching lizard people because he
fell asleep studying this morning too, actually. But
he put me on my ass.
Well, that was the reptilians.
That's better than Ambien.
The reptilians did that, though. They didn't want you to hear the real information.
Oh,
so you missed it.
That might be the case. The big thing is, of course, looking at YouTube as we're talking about it, because all these people say that on YouTube videos, you can see the veil drop and you'll see the eyes reflect lizard eyes, or you'll see their face start to turn into a lizard face.
George Bush, like, Bill Clinton.
There's one of them that's Jay-Z. Like really touted as being a big deal because it's like this woman's face, they're like, look, you'll see her face turn into a lizard face. And I'm like, I kind of see an artifact of shitty pixelization that's occurring all over her dress and the desk equally as much as it is on her face. Like,
that sounds
what
like
the
a
fuck
porno.
Are you talking about? Like, but it's no, in all the, like every case I look at is either that was a weird camera angle, there was a fucking news reporter's flash right at the moment that
it's
made
Bigfoot.
The eyes
it's
reflect.
Bigfoot all over
like
again.
Every single instance is either complete bullshit or the ones that are really fucking good are special effects.
Right.
Like they'll have like, look at Rihanna's eyes as they turn into lizard eyes. And it's like, oh, you mean look at that fucking CGI where you turned her eyes into lizard eyes?
I know. I wish. And then people just regurgitate the same video over and over. So I wish there was some like tag that if you messed with it with any program, it had to tag it so you would
know.
Well,
there is. People can go back and analyze it. But anybody who gives a shit isn't going to. Nobody
cares.
That's
really trippy that I enjoy is that one for Obama's bodyguard, the guy with the shaved head. That motherfucker is freaky looking, and it's probably CGI or something. But did you see that one, the guy with the shaved head?
I saw it a long time ago. I don't remember
fucking
it.
Fucking creepy as fuck.
What happened in it?
He just looks like he's a fucking golem is guarding Obama. You're like, what the fuck? Like, if that's a real video, what the fuck? Right. But I just have trouble believing anything on there, you know?
No, I don't. And I did. I spent a good chunk of time looking for legit YouTube reptoid videos that would make me kind of go, no, that one was fucked up. Because they're anomalies. I mean, it's like, oh, that guy blinked his eyes and they were like all silver for half a second. Like,
yeah,
could
but
have
there's
been fucking anything. Exactly.
There's lights. I mean, there's
exactly.
That's one of the problems. I mean, that's.
We're dealing with digital media.
Same thing with like a UFO abduction. You know, if there's 10,000 people who claim to be abducted, possibly one of them was really fucking abducted. Like, but then there's no way to know because you have so many fucking people that are just bullshitting it. Who, you know, and then you're like, well, nothing's real. You know what I mean? Like everything's fake.
Right.
So that's the fucking wool over the eyes though. You know what I mean? So I think if you got into it deep enough, like all the conspiracy shit, that's why conspiracy people sound crazy. You know, the Alex Jones, he went fucking nuts. He went off his rocker.
Right.
Because if you listen to old interviews, he sounds completely logical. He talks about David Icke and he talks about like, he says all this good shit and he relates it to the punch bowl. Like there's a punch bowl and it's a good punch bowl, but nobody's going to drink out of it because David Icke takes a shit right in the middle of it. Right. So like that. And I'm like, yeah, because the New World Order thing quite possibly could be real. It quite possibly could be a handful of people running the world. Makes sense to me. It could happen.
Sure.
Not too far-fetched. But that they're reptilian, they're lizards, there's a fucking hologram coming from Saturn. You know what I mean? Like, then you just shit in the middle of the punch bowl, as Alex Jones says. Right. And this is old Alex Jones. And then he has him on the show, and he's like, well, you know, there's some more proof, and now I'm kind of believing this whole deal, you know? So we need to sit down and have a conversation.
What do you do as Alex Jones if you find out some undeniable fucking evidence where you're like, oh, shit, they fucking, like, you find out, like, well, no, it's
the
real.
The other thing is that, did you guys see that thing about
But then
Alex
it makes
Jones?
You look crazy.
He's like, look, this is a real lizard dick.
Yeah. It's in my mouth.
Did you see the thing that happened, like, 2 weeks ago with Alex Jones?
No. Did he cry?
No,
he's cried so many times.
Any credibility that Alex Jones ever had, as if he had much to begin with, is just fucking gone. Because
he, over the years, he's just lost it. Yeah.
He's getting a divorce from his wife.
Okay.
And
she's a reptile.
He's fighting for custody of his kids.
Never going to happen.
Exactly. And that's exactly what the lawyers are saying. It's never going to happen. We have endless footage of you red-faced and screaming about the government and conspiracy theories and lizard people. No one's going to award you custody of a child.
Yeah.
So he and his lawyer came out and said he doesn't believe any of those things. Oh, and kind of like Stephen Colbert, he's playing a character for ratings.
Okay. Right. So
Which makes sense. But now either A, he's lying to try to get his kids, which mean that he doesn't even fucking stand up for his own beliefs if he does believe that shit.
Right.
Or he never believed any of it and he's fucking hamming it up for ratings, which means you can't trust anything the fucker says.
Yeah, which that's what I'm going with. I mean, if you're in the public eye, sooner or later you have to draw people in or else people are going to quit listening. I can't keep talking about the same shit, dude. No, it's not. But if, like I said, though, if you listen to some of his interviews from back in the day, from after Bohemian Grove, after, you know, right when he started finding out shit, everything was different. Yeah. You know, he spoke with confidence and it wasn't crazy.
They might be putting fucking uranium in his milk.
Who the fuck knows? Yeah. But now he's just off his fucking rocker.
Right.
But like I said, if you started finding out crazy shit, like you said, like, holy shit, there are, like, you know, when they take the president in the room and they're like, fucking sir, there are aliens.
Right.
Like here's everything. And you're just like, oh, and then all of a sudden the president's different.
Right.
You know, like, because he just found out some shit that nobody else fucking knows.
Right.
And that he didn't believe, you know? And so, you know, if you found that shit out, like they took you in a room and they're like, here's God, and open the screen and you're fucking talking to God. And there was proof, you know what I mean? Not just that you thought there was proof. You'd just be like, I don't know. I'd probably fucking die. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what the fuck would happen. Your mind would go insane.
Start seeing gold-plated UFOs that are extra gaudy and extravagant.
Yeah.
Even though they finally showed Trump the video.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, but these people go, you know, little by little, he's went crazy. And Ike was the same way, little by little.
But here's the thing. I mean, I just have to wonder, did he go crazy or is he?
Was he already crazy?
Is it just a pure manipulation? Like he's realizing,
is he so smart?
If I can sell a bunch of people, like obviously I can tap into anti-Semitism. There's a bunch, exactly. There's a bunch of people who don't like Jewish people and they think they rule the world. So let me start tapping into them. There's a bunch of people out there who are conspiracy theorists and think that there's an Illuminati. Let me tap into them. There's a bunch of people, you know, who think that we're sheeple and that we're being controlled in every level from corporations and governments. And let me tap into them. And then I'll just tie a big fat lizard jubo around it and call it.
Yeah, think about it like from the televangelist aspect. Like those people talk fucking crazy talk. He at least most of the time sounds like a very like
well-spoken, educated
man until like crazy lizard stuff comes out of his mouth. And he could strategically just be playing the game. You know what I mean?
Right,
he could just be doing that shit to get the money. He's making money. He's selling books.
He's making a lot of
selling
money.
DVDs. Yeah. There's a crowd for it. You know what I mean? And
he sells out like 6,000 people auditoriums. Yeah. I mean, like
the audio tapes are going to come out where he's like, these idiots. He's just like sitting with some other fucking
in the back
guy.
Room. Yeah.
He's like, I sell so many fucking DVDs, just smoking a cigar.
Eating it up.
Yeah.
I love shitting in this punch bowl.
Yeah.
That is a great analogy, by the way.
So I don't know. So yeah, if any of you have a Reptoid YouTube video that you think is actually legit, I urge you to post it because it's probably going to be fucking bullshit.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can post all you want. I just say it's been manipulated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
And we didn't get into, I mean, there's so many things about the hip hop Illuminati, lizard people,
and
you know,
hip hop anonymous,
hip hop alamalamani. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, hit us up, you know, post what you think. And if, you know, go from there, we'll evaluate your sanity as we see the posts.
So I call bullshit on fourth dimensional reptoids.
Actually, though, we did discover on iTunes that the Illuminati has halved our podcast.
Yeah,
on iTunes, and half the Denver Airport one. Yeah, yeah. New World Order.
On some glitches.
Yeah.
I don't know. With simulation theory, I'm open to.
But here's the thing. I have a problem with fourth dimensional reptoids, but
why?
I don't have a problem with fourth dimensional Altoids.
I want it to be cooler, though. Like, I think of, like, I'm open to there being extraterrestrials, and I'm open to there being a lot of just crazy shit, but I want it to be cool, though. You know, not fucking like lizard people with a hologram from Saturn.
Fortunately, like, you're a sim, and that's the lizard expansion pack. Right. And there's nothing you don't get to pick. Can you just have to walk around and fucking consume.
So our fucking guy that's running us is like too cheap to buy the new expansion.
No, he's getting all the expansions lately, right, man. Yeah. He just bought the Political Chaos expansion. He's got the
Hey, I just downloaded the Black Lives Matter expansion.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare is about to do a fucking combined
nice
combo pack. Yeah, they're gonna merge. All right, so we're out of time. I don't know. We don't have a clock. Right,
we don't have a time.
Well, I know, but Dave usually at least has a phone, but he got a new phone, and now it's on his wrist.
If you want to stop this episode of what you're saying, now it's
what I'm saying is you both have clocks in front of your asshole. I don't know where we're at, and I'm blindly over here asking if you have any sponsors yet.
My watch lost time.
Is that?
I lost the time.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
God knows. Coming from the man with the giant clock in front of his face.
It's not giant. It's little.
That's what I hear.
You can see my watch.
Yeah.
Look at. You can see it.
So sponsors.
The big hand's not touching the little hand.
It will be in a minute.
It will.
Turn off our audio.
And then we do have one secret for one special patron.
All right. So thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. One of our fans found a mystery sauce, and he's sending it to me, and I'm pretty excited about it. It may have expired 4 years ago. Brad's about to say something. Go for it.
No, I was going to say you got excited because you're like, DM me.
No, now. I saw
I was like,
I got first. I'll tell you the
DM me right away.
I'll tell you how that went down. First, I was mad. I was all, what the fuck? Why is there some Yucateco sauce that I don't know about and I don't fucking have? What is that? And why has El Yucateco not told me that about its existence? Like, how is that not in the fucking product lineup? I have weird, obscure. I have El Yucateco honey. You know what I mean? I have like El Yucateco concentrated horchata. I have the weird. This fucking shit that you're not supposed to have in the United States because I find it on the internet, order it. And this guy's like, look, I found a Yucateco in my town. And he has some fucking random Indiana Jones fucking shit that he found. And I was like, what is that? And I send it to El Yucateco and they're like, I don't know.
I think what he has is a fucking bottle of copyright infringement.
Yeah, so I said.
Someone just, because it doesn't even look that fancy. Like the label, I'm like, that's kind of a, that label doesn't look as nice as the other Yucateco label. He lives in
Indiana, and what I found out was it's some kind of table salsa that was like made for the restaurant industry, like intended to be just set on the table. It's a more mild, consumer friendly, not made of habaneros to kill you. Like a taco sauce. And it's called something weird. I can't even enunciate it. There's Z's and T's and stuff close together.
Zit.
Yeah. But I was like, I found out that it's probably like 4 years aged. So
it's not even good.
Yeah. Like, well, I even see that happen like in Smart and Final. Like, they don't move the red El Yucateco in the big bottles or something for some reason. Because there are two different sizes of the red bottle. There's like, and the green. You can get them in like big giant bottles. And those ones are like brown town. You're like, ooh, that's been sitting in the light for a little while. That one's bright fucking red. And that one looks like barbecue sauce. It's supposed to be the same and it's not. I don't know what color that sauce he found was supposed to be, but it is not bright red. And I feel like, I don't know. Triple X is brown. So it looks like a little ketchupy dark color. But he went and found the last couple bottles they had at this weird little Mexican market that had been sitting in the back room stock or something.
Ooh.
So I think I'm getting two of those bottles. I'm going to open one and taste it and see
NOS,
if I go blind.
New old stock.
The other one's just going in the collection on the shelf. So, yeah.
Man.
So there's your sponsor shout out, Teco, on that one. I'm going to eat expired salsa because I love it. I love you guys so much. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. You can order printed goods, business cards, flyers, banners, posters,
wedding invitations,
cardboard standees, whatever you want. So go there and use code SOFAKING to save some money. It's at printdirtcheap.com. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram with an X De Leon Graphics. He does silk screening. He does our shirts and our koozies. We used to send him dick pics. We don't do that anymore. That's fucked up. That's messed up, man.
That's for you guys to do. Yeah, I don't send him dick pics anymore.
We don't do it anymore.
That's for you guys.
Especially because fans. One time it came all the way back to me and I had to see somebody's veiny wiener, man. That was a big vein, by the way. Yeah, I was vascular as fuck. I'm slightly impressed.
I couldn't tell which one was the vein and which one was the wiener.
I was like, whoa, man. Yeah. what else? Thank you to Digital Creations for our coffee mugs. And thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. You can log out to armhunter.com for instructional DVDs and apparel. If you're in California, you should sign up for the Ice House mailing list and the Comedy Store mailing list, because you can go see super crazy national comics that are on Netflix and have specials and shit for like $15. Like, that's just been my new thing. Yeah. Jump in the car and fucking run. I got to meet Brian Callen this week, and his lower back was quite muscular. I have to say, I did put my hand on his lower back for just a moment, and he has a strong core. I don't know what kind of exercises he's doing, but Mexican dancing or something. I was impressed.
Are those tickets supposed to be a lot more than $15? But you're like,
no, you have to buy a drink when you get in the club.
You have to buy a cheap. There's a 2-drink minimum.
I'm rubbing your lower back.
2-drink minimum, and they're like $20 a drink.
No, no, no. It's $8 for a beer.
No. That's what I said. $8 by
No, my friend.
Yes. No. $16 total. Okay. The tip, maybe the $20 total. But yeah, like, you get to see, like, it was Rogan, Callen, Dane Cook. Margaret Cho was supposed to be there, didn't come, and I forget that guy's name every time.
Kevin Nealon.
Fuck, that was crazy that he was there. He's hilarious. And it was like, that one was $25. It was like a charity show.
Caramel Corn the Pug,
which I can't think of his real name right now, but that guy did the whole show.
Wally Frogmore
with the fucking pug mask on. And it was hilarious. He was just a giant fucking pug man, and he never broke character.
Follow him on Twitter. Yeah. Caramel Corn Pug.
Anyways,
caramel corn.
Follow those. And if someone's going, hit me up, and we'll all meet down there and go to one of those comedy shows. It's hilarious.
So. Dirty ass. It's like a strip club for comedy.
It is not. Basically. Brad's never even fucking been.
Bullshit.
No.
You tell me I've never been to this comedy store.
No, I was talking about the Ice
Laugh
House.
Laugh Factory.
I was talking about the Ice House. It's not dirty.
Oh, I've never been to the Ice House.
See? I bested you, sir. I was totally talking about the comedy store. I know you've been there. It's not dirty, though. I don't think it's dirty at all. No, it's cool. It's well run. Those waitresses are fucking crazy.
Maybe they cleaned it up, because when I went, it was the comedy store I went to, and I was not impressed.
Well, there's multiple rooms, and who knows? Yeah, true. Maybe some are jankier than the others, but that main room was fancy as fuck. It was cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was nice. It's fun to do. So, Dave, secret time. The Tree of Trust.
Oh, yeah.
Nest.
So we're going to enter the Tree of Trust. So show's over, folks. Peace out.
Who's staying?
Blah, blah, blah. So the only one who's staying is Jonathan Vickers. This is your private Tree of Trust.
Mm. Sounds like a murderer's name. You see that on that?
We'd have to have his middle name, though.
Make one up.
Let's say J.
Jerome. Jonathan J. Vickers. Jonathan Jerome. Yeah.
Jonathan Jerome Vickers.
No, there's no black serial killers.
Yeah, there is.
You made that name black really quick. Just if it was Michael Vickers, he would have been a white guy for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Michael Vickers.
So stick around, Jonathan Clancy Vickers. You're gonna get a secret
like
the rest
it.
Of you take off.
Like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I don't think I've told this story on air, but it was a moment that I was somewhat embarrassed by, because I don't know what exactly the after effects were. But it was when I first had my first dog that I currently have, Vincent, and he was still kind of a puppy. He was maybe just under a year old.
Did he used to have hair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I took him outside in the morning so he would do his business, and it was pouring rain outside. And it was Monday morning. I was trying to get ready to go to work. I was running late. I just took him outside, and we had just played Dungeons and Dragons the night before. So like all my friends smoked. So outside there was tons of smoking paraphernalia and so forth. And one of my friends had just recently gone somewhere, and he acquired Cuban cigars that night. So one of maybe three times in my life I've smoked a cigar. And it was this cigar, and it was really, I smoked about half of it, and I was feeling pretty fucking buzzed. So I stopped. So I still had half of a snuffed cigar sitting there on the table, but I take Vincent outside, raining, and, I'm like running late and it's cold. And I'm like, Vincent, you little bastard, would you go to the bathroom? Like, and he doesn't want to go out there because it's raining. So he's standing under the awning and he finally turns around and starts walking back to the door. Like, I'm going to let him in. Like, he's not going to do anything. And I'm like, fine. So he goes right in front of the door and does his little swirly motion and then takes like a mega massive stinky shit. Right. Like, I can't open the door because it's got like a low hanging flap. Oh, so yeah. I have to get rid of this. It's raining. There's nothing. Like, there's nothing. I'm standing there. Like, I have nothing to pick it up with. I either have to get out and get wet to get something. So I'm looking around. I'm like, motherfucker, how do I get rid of this shit? And I look and I see the half a cigar.
Gross.
And I'm like, here's my move. I'm going to scoop up this fresh shit with half a cigar. And in one move, I'm going to fling it over my, it's going to be scoop fling, like one fluid motion. And I'm going to just clear my back fence. So my back,
this like soft serve texture.
No, it was pretty solid texture. Okay. So I'm feeling pretty confident.
It's a pile, not a log.
It's just a little. I mean, he's a miniature dachshund and he's a puppy, so it's not that big of a turd. It's probably the same size as the cigar.
All right.
And my backyard, like, I have a back fence and then I have a second backyard that's the same size as my first backyard, but it's like a really steep incline down to a major street. With a second fence, and then like the street is down there. So I start to scoop up the poop and it scoops up, like, it's just picture perfect. I scoop it and it's perfect. It's perfectly balanced on the cigar. And I'm like, I'm fucking nailing this. Like, I got this. So I didn't even have to do like the panicked flick because it was like married to the cigar. So I scoop it up. I'm like, life
is
good.
It's like a Twix.
It's like a Twix. It's like a Twix. So I hoist it up. And as I'm getting ready to throw it, I see that all is not well in paradise and that the merger is starting to dissolve. So the poop is starting to fall off of the cigar into my hand, and I throw it like far more enthusiastically than I meant to because I didn't want the poop to fall into my hand. So it clears the back fence, and apparently it clears the back fence because right when it should land, I hear car slam on its brakes.
Oh, shit.
And then another car slam on its brakes. And I'm like, oh, fuck, they're going to hit each other. And I don't think they hit each other. But then I heard someone scream, what the fuck? Like, so he must have like rolled down his window. I mean, I'm picturing a shit covered cigar falls from the heavens right on his windshield. Smack. And then the windshield wiper just. So I was very happy with my cigar Cuban dog shit fling that almost caused an accident. Apology to whoever was driving the car that got a fucking dog shit cigar seemingly dropped from the heavens on your windshield.
Dude, but one time me and my friends used to sneak out and just fucking I don't know, like toilet paper, whatever. I had this yellow caution tape. It looked like crime fucking scene tape. Mm-hmm. And I lived across from a school and we tied we did it on a major street, actually. We did it on Manor. Like, that doesn't mean anything to listeners, but the speed limit there, especially at like 4 a.m, people are probably going fucking 65. So we tied the caution tape across the fucking street. I don't know. That was a bad fucking idea.
Yeah.
But we tied it to like a pole.
Are you incriminating yourself right now?
Yeah. We tied it to a pole and then to a telephone pole. And then like there was this like alley cutaway where you could like run between two houses. There's like a break so you could get to the alley access. And then we just like kind of hid there.
You know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. We were like, ooh, headlight.
And right then, before the curve?
It was in the middle of Manor more.
Okay.
Yeah, so we fucking see headlights, and then all of a sudden we hear like, wow! And the fucking antenna like breaks off the fucking car and hits their windshield, and they see the fucking – and then they see the fucking caution tape, and then they think something's wrong. It's yellow caution tape.
Right. Yeah.
And then like they slam on their brakes, and then we were just like instant panic, like, oh, fuck. We thought it was just going to break the tape. Like, we didn't think anything was going to happen. Yeah, so we fucking run to Highland Elementary, and we are fucking laying in the fucking grass. Like, luckily they had a mowed, I mean, as close as we could get, face in the fucking grass, like roly polies in your nose. And that fucking guy slowly circled the fucking school for like a half hour, dude. We had to lay in the wet fucking grass and he was just going to fucking kill us, dude. Cause he knew like some fucking Somebody kids. Fucks with did it.
And they're
shit.
Right here.
And they're
watching.
Here watching yeah. clearly. I thought he's never going to fucking leave. And then we laid there for extra. Cause we thought maybe he just pulled over, turned his lights off. So I don't know how long we fucking laid there, but in the soggy ass wet grass, I finally came like scraggling home. I had snuck out. It's like 6 a.m. My parents are going to be up for fucking work. I had to like crawl back in all fucking super grass itchy and shit, but I could have caused a fucking accident.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you could have killed somebody.
Yeah. Yep. So that was my almost cause a fucking accident story.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. Don't do that, kids. You shouldn't be listening to this show anyway. No. And you definitely shouldn't be listening right now because it was secret time.
That's true.
So, yeah.
And never throw a shoe onto the freeway from a bridge.
No. Is that Brad's? Wow.
And cars are coming.
No.
Don't do that. I didn't say anything.
Do not.
I'm not incriminating
that.
Myself.
Right. Right.
So yeah, don't do that.
All right.
Or a body shaped person mannequin. Don't throw those over either.
You never did that.
No, that's not a movie. Was it the good bad child? Macaulay Culkin.
Who's the good bad child?
God, that dude
child.
Looks rough on that picture. Fucking grown up Macaulay Culkin picture. Oof.
So, all right, is that it?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for being a patron, and all you people who are listening still, because I know. I don't have the faith in you that Dave has. That you're
they're
listening.
Not listening.
They're not listening. Well, anyway, if up your Patreon support, then if there's only one person listening.
That's right.
Also, like we always forget to go like our Facebook page if you can.
Yeah.
If you want to be in the private group, just hit us up and we'll send you the invite to
or
that.
Or you just search SK Ultra. Sofa King SK Ultra, it comes up. So
people can't find stuff like that. They have trouble. Follow Dave on Instagram at Sofa King Dave, me at Sofa King Brent, and Brad at Sofa King Brad. We're at Sofa King Podcast on Twitter.
Instagram.
I'm at Sofa King Brent on Twitter. I'm not very active there, I'll be honest, but you can follow me there. And if you don't follow all of us, go follow that stuff for us. It helps us. It makes us look way cooler than we are.
Yeah.
I'm also Sofa King Dave on Merp.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
I'm just making things.
Oh. Merp.
If you guys don't have Yuki yet, get on Yuki and you can Yuki.
We're ahead of the curve.
Merp and Yuki. You can find us on both of those.
Yeah.
We got it.
I'm on Bojangles Media at Suave Brad. Check me out.
Suave Brad 69.
Sorry, no.
Yeah.
Suave Brad _XXX.
Okay.
Nice.
13. So, all right. Don't be retarded.
I'm at the chapter waking up from a nightmare. My palms sweating like faucets. Then I look at the tube, what's that right there? Two planes crashed into New York City. The shit's making non-fiction out of conspiracy theories. I grab the street sweeper and the 9 millis. Get on the horn and call my man, did you see that shit?
Yeah man, I woke up to the news on Friday. The towers dropped, my first thought, George in the top.
Yeah man, them devil shit's on another level. They just took out a whole lot of heads and blame Arab rebels. I can't sit back cause LA's next. I won't stop till the head lays rest. A wild guess, but the Bin Laden's happened down with G plotting right. They own a piece of the U.S., they bought a slice. Well, when the price is right, it makes the hustle nice. Blood money filtered through pipes by snake types.
Look at the president, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the prime minister, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the kings and queens, shape-shifting, man. They all hate you, man.
We're in some deep shit. New millennium sounds like TV script. I only wish that I could see these sips. We're gonna need spiritual medicine, man. Cause it ain't gonna be enough with just betting peewee clicks. You got anybody in mind?
This uncle of mine who works in the spirit world, traveling time. He knows about a spiritual war. The ship is a bad. What they're for is destroy the land. This whole thing's crazy, but we prepare for the other race. We whack our bushes so we can see these
things. I got CDK tapes now burned to my CD case. The names are fakes that my team erased. Programs on your TV laced. Sublime ammo socked to the brain. The average person feels no pain. When they execute the game plan, we don't pay attention to shit. They kill masses while we killing the fifth.
Look at the president, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the prime minister, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the kings and queens, shape-shifting, man. They all hate humans, they all snakes within. Look at the president, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the prime minister, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the kings and queens, shape-shifting, man. They all hate humans, they all snakes within.
They got
smart cards for dummies. The ancient con art of running game. They're trying to bogart the money in a power move, not greed. Eliminating cash would give a full control of your chips and your food. If you don't got loot, then you can't physically own it. They don't need to confiscate it, they can just delete it from you, homie. It's all about control, mental and physical. They can't own your soul, but they can sure corrupt the soul. Even if you're good, man, religion got you sucked in. Hope will blind you all from seeing scales on the pole. The only scale we see is for way the dope. We're so fucked up, they're doing this shit right under our potted nose, man. This ain't no propaganda. I think it's time we stand up, expose the army of serpents and man up. They don't call it the United Snakes for nothing. The reptilian renaissance as far as fucking is coming.
Look at the president, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the prime minister, he's shape-shifting, man. Look at the kings and queens, shape-shifting, man. They all hate humans.